No, it's not even a
Okay,
credit
right.
yet.
10, 15 minutes maximum.
Jesus Christ.
Welcome into the second edition of Podcast Pending, seeing as the first one went so well. I'm joined around the table again by Sean McGuinness.
Hello.
Kieran Shanahan.
Hello.
Brian Cullen.
How we do?
David Roach.
Alright.
And we'll be joined later on in by Stephen Long. Alright, this week we're going to be talking about giving our own Oscar predictions. The PlayStation 4 was announced this week, and we'll see whatever random story we can pull up as well. I'll jump straight into it by saying, right, best picture. We have Amor, Argo, Beasts of the Southern Wild, Django Unchained, Les Mis, Life of Pi, Lincoln, Silver Linings Playbook, and Zero Dark Thirty. David, you've seen them all.
I haven't seen Lincoln, actually. I left that off, which is the most prominent one, I think, that everyone is going for.
You didn't miss that.
I didn't miss that?
I didn't really like it.
It's quite bad, actually.
Oh, right, okay. Yeah. Well, I saw Silver Linings. I think out of all of those, that's probably the best bet. It's a smaller film, but I thought Argo was balls and Zero Dark Thirty was more kind of like a documentary.
You didn't like
really
Argo?
Good, though.
I loved Argo, but I thought Argo,
I felt when I was watching it that it felt embellished. I didn't know the story of this.
Yeah.
I knew it vaguely, but I didn't know the details.
The bit with
but I was
the
watching
airplane.
It and I was thinking, this is over the top. Like, I can bet you when I actually read about this, it's not going
without,
to be.
Without giving away any spoilers, I think I can guess what bit you're on about. The bit where the plane is taking off.
The cops chasing a plane isn't exactly.
Yeah,
it's very
a
Hollywood like.
Yeah. Ryan, what about yourself? What pick?
Well, I'd like to say Django, but I don't think it's going
to
win.
I'll ask it to David again. Who do you want to win and who do you think will win? Because you kind of have to make two choices. Who will the Academy pick and who would we pick?
Okay. What are the choices again? Actually, I've seen Life of Pi as well, and I saw Zero Dark Thirty, so I'd say probably I'd like to see Life of Pi win it.
Okay.
It's very vague and left field. I don't think anybody is putting their money on Life of Pi, but I thought it was really good and kind of very interesting.
All right. Brian?
I'd say Argo. I want to say Django, but I think Argo is going to win it.
Yeah.
I like Lincoln, though. I didn't think it was useless or anything. I thought, I thought it was a good film, but I don't think it was Daniel Day-Lewis's best or Steven Spielberg's best.
Yeah.
And I thought it was strange that The Master didn't go up, you know? I mean,
I thought that was weird as well.
They have Best Actor, Best Supporting Actor up there. I mean, they have Silver Linings in there and Life of Pi, and I don't know.
I only watched Silver Linings a while ago, and I think that fully deserves to be in there. That really surprised
me. I watched
me.
It during the week, yeah. It was a really good film, but it didn't seem like something that would be up for an Oscar. Hmm. You know, I thought that was strange.
It's kind of like another romance film or something like that.
Yeah.
It's a romance film with another element involved, which is mental.
It's the only romantic comedy I've liked in a long time.
Yeah, I wouldn't even put it down as romantic
it's
comedy.
It's not a romantic comedy.
Maybe, yeah, the second half.
It's advertised as a romantic comedy and drama
thing. The trailers threw me off first of all. I wasn't going to watch it thinking it was a romantic comedy. But then when I saw it, I thought it was really good, especially the first half of the film. I thought it was brilliant. The second half of the film, I thought, went down a bit of a stereotypical rom-com route. You know, you knew exactly what was going
to
happen.
Yeah,
there was
to
a big dance-off
to his
thing.
Demons and find the real person who's...
Yeah. But no, I thought
find
it was a
the
good
real
film.
Person inside Bradley Cooper.
There's 9 films there, though. I don't know why The Master isn't on it. But no, I think it's going to be Argo, but I wouldn't be surprised if Zero Dark Thirty blows it out of the water. I mean, Argo's been winning everything up till then. The Oscars always have a little thing where they go against the BAFTAs.
It's really controversial, isn't it?
Yeah.
Nobody really wants
No
to,
one really
to say
likes
it.
The Oscars, but we watch it anyway. It is a real big... I want to say boys club because I can't find the word I'm looking for.
Boys.
But they love themselves.
Mutual Appreciation Society.
Yeah. To be nominated, like, you have to throw a party for the judges.
Yeah.
Like, if you say, like, Dark Knight did it. They had to throw a party for the judges to announce their nomination and then do another one to say, like, oh, please let us win.
Actually...
It's called Oscar baiting. That's what it is.
Did anybody see during the week there, and I don't know where it came from or how it got slipped in, The Simpsons have a short film that's going to be nominated for
I've
an
seen
Oscar.
It,
it came out
Maggie's,
before.
What is it?
It's terrible.
The Last Daycare.
Yeah,
Sean's
it's
the longest daycare.
It's, just, it's terrible.
It's come out before.
It's awful.
Yeah, it's just stereotypical Pixar copy.
I'll mention the shorts in a minute. We'll go on to it. But Kieran, I'll go back to you for the best picture.
Silver Linings.
You want that to win or will win?
Silver Linings. That was best film I saw last year.
Okay, I like this. We have 3 different films. Well, no, you said Silver Linings as well.
I said
sorry.
Silver Linings. I think I'd like that to win. I think Life of Pi will.
Okay. Sean?
I've seen
from what you've seen.
I've seen surprisingly few this year. This is like the one year where all the pictures for me are a bit left field.
Yeah.
But I'd have to say best picture that will win, I'd say Lemmy's, because of musicals' reputation in the Oscars.
Mm.
Like Moulin Rouge.
Chicago.
Moulin Rouge and Chicago got Oscars. They just love them.
Yeah. I mean, they're up for best original song, isn't it? It's a song called Suddenly or something like that.
They actually wrote that.
Yeah. I've seen the film three times. Don't ask me why I've seen the new Lemmy's three times.
Music's fantastic.
I kept coming across it and I just watched it.
I wouldn't say Django for best film. I'd like it to win best film.
Yeah, it was my favourite film. But
best screenplay because of what Tarantino does with screenplays.
Yeah. For my own one, I'd say I want Django to win, but I think Argo will actually win.
I think they'll give it to Argo.
Because this brings me nicely into the next one, Best Director. Why the hell isn't he nominated?
David O. Russell.
No, Ben Affleck.
Thanks, Silver Linings.
This is the only award show he's not nominated, and he's won in every other.
Well, he does
award
a lot.
Show.
Like, I mean, he co-wrote with Matt Damon. Goodwill Hunting.
Yeah.
And he acts, and he's not a bad-looking guy, and he's a director. I mean,
I thought that he got all the attention from the BAFTAs and the Golden Globes and things like that because he had been given such low predictions for the Oscars because everyone just didn't expect it.
Okay.
I didn't even realize it was up for a nomination for Best Picture.
Just to give him and quickly go around and get the picks, we have Michael Haneke for Amour, Ang Lee for Life of Pi, David O. Russell for Silver Linings Playbook, Spielberg for Lincoln, and Ben... I can't pronounce that. Just call him Ben Larry. Ben Zetlin, Beast of the Southern Wild.
Is Amour the token foreign film?
Yeah. Amour's the token
foreign
film.
Can you ask, has anyone seen Amour? Because I couldn't.
No, I haven't seen Amour yet.
That seems like it'll be a struggle for me to watch
anyone
that.
I think it's under comedies.
Is it?
Yeah, I went to go look at it the other day. I was gonna see
if
I could come across it somewhere, and it was under comedies, and I was thinking,
if it's not, we look like idiots.
Yeah,
we can send it under comedies.
We can agree then. We're not going to be able to make a pick on best director because we don't like half of them anyway, as people. Never mind directors.
Ben Affleck, I'd say, just because
he's not nominated.
Yeah. Well, he should be then. I'm only saying that because it's rare you see someone in Hollywood that got such kind of low press for a while and has a writing talent.
Because with the talents
he's shown, like production, writing, directing, he could probably set up a company on his own.
Okay, we'll go on to best actor then. Bradley Cooper, Daniel Day-Lewis, Hugh Jackman, there's not even worth reading the rest of them now, Joaquin Phoenix and Denzel Washington.
Joaquin Phoenix.
Yeah,
he's the master. Fantastic.
What's Denzel Washington?
You honestly think they're going to give it to anyone other than Daniel Day-Lewis?
Yeah,
They'll give it to Daniel Day-Lewis. He has won about what, three?
Two.
Million.
Two. So it's just like, too many. Fuck off, Daniel. Yeah.
He's kind of like the male version of Meryl Streep.
I
think he's the male version of Meryl Streep. If he does, you know, an acting role, a leading actor, he's getting it that year.
I mean, he does pick fantastic films, and I'm at a deficiency here that I haven't seen Lincoln, but I think that... is Bradley Cooper nominated?
Bradley Cooper's nominated. Fair play to him now. He deserves the nomination.
He was very good in that. He was very good in Silver Linings.
Did Daniel Day-Lewis get Best Supporting Actor for Gangs of New York?
No, he only got two. One for My Left Foot.
I remember seeing the clip a while ago.
There Will Be Blood. That's the other one.
That's the other one, yeah.
Okay.
What I'd like to see it is Denzel Washington, though. Flight was a very good film, but he was...
I don't think it's enough to beat, say, Joaquin Phoenix or Daniel Day-Lewis.
Yeah. Oh, no, Joaquin Phoenix has no hope. He basically just put down the entire Academy there in October.
Why?
Oh, he said something.
He says the Oscars are a sham and all that. usual stuff.
Marlon Brando said the same thing, and he won for The Godfather.
He sent Native American one about the plight of Native Americans.
And it turned out later on, she was an actress that was hired
by the Academy. Heading on to... We won't go to actress yet. We'll go best supporting actor. Alan Arkin in Argo, Robert De Niro, Silver Linings Playbook, Philip Seymour Hoffman, The Master, Tommy Lee Jones in Lincoln, and Christoph Waltz in Django Unchained. I'll say Christoph Waltz has to get it. I think
Tommy Lee Jones has already stolen his Oscar from Ralph Fiennes in Schindler's List.
Yeah.
When he got
The Fugitive. Alan Arkin, though,
was pretty funny.
I think, you know, I mean, it's probably just a matter of opinion. Ralph Fiennes was amazing that year, but they couldn't. It was a bad thing. Yeah. They were on the same year, all right.
On to Best Actress.
Blind to these, aren't we?
Yeah, just trying to get through them all in our time here. Jessica Chastain, Zero Dark Thirty. Jennifer Lawrence, Silver Linings Playbook. Emmanuel Riva, Amor. You'd be forgiven for thinking it was Quetzalcoatl. Yeah. See if you can you pronounce it?
That's Amor, I take it, is it?
No, it's Beast of the Southern Wild.
All right.
Quizani Wallace.
Ah, fick off then. I didn't go to no book learning school. And Naomi Watts, The Impossible. I think it's going to go to Jennifer Lawrence.
Jennifer Lawrence or Jessica Chastain?
I'll give it to Jennifer Lawrence too.
I'll give it to Chastain.
I think we'd all give it to Jennifer Lawrence.
I'd give it to Lawrence. I'd give her a big statue. A very big
ghost. That's some really far reaching innuendo.
Yeah, that went completely out of my hand. Sorry about that. I mean, I could hardly... Yeah, never mind.
We're not going down this road.
Yeah, we'll wrap it there. Okay, so we'll go for Jennifer Lawrence then.
Yeah.
Say we don't like the rest of them. Awful people. Best Supporting Actress: Amy Adams in The Master, Sally Field in Lincoln, Anne Hathaway in Les Mis, and Helen Hunt, The Sessions, Jackie Weaver, Silver Linings Playbook.
Anne Hathaway. I think that's her Oscar.
Helen Hunt, though, was very good. Yeah.
Best Animated Feature: it has to be Wreck-It Ralph.
Brave will 100% get that.
Brave only did on the level as far as reviews and everything goes.
After Cars 2 is one of their subpar films. It's not subpar, Brave. It's good, but Brave. It's not.
It's just not. It's not the best they can do.
Brave was written by a lecturer in IADT, I think.
Oh no, it was, and then it was taken off her hands and she was sacked.
Yeah, she directed it as well, yeah, and then
we'll have to get the full story on that another time. We do know someone who does know the full story, having gone for pints with her and talked about it. Foreign language, nope. Documentary, nope. Live action short
just
film,
just all this clever
nope.
stuff for
I was like, look at this artsy poncy shite.
Next week we'll be talking about the dresses.
You know, the red carpet. Like, who had the best cleavage?
What was Anne Hathaway thinking?
Best animated short film, we'll talk about it now. Adam and Dog, I've seen that, it's pretty good. Fresh Guacamole, Head Over Heels, The Longest Daycare, which is the Simpsons one, and Paperman, which was in
Paperman
front.
Paperman is great.
I think that's Paperman good. Is going to run away great. With it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They had it as a favourite. It was an Irish production. I think it was in IADT as well. And it was Learning to Fly or something. Mm. And it was nominated for a BAFTA. But it wasn't nominated for...
Probably was nominated for Oscars. The BAFTA. See, the BAFTA, yeah. they're really unprejudiced. Mm. They will nominate anyone and everyone, but the Oscars are like, we don't like those people.
Yeah.
We'll leave it with one last one. We'll wrap it up here for the Oscars this year. We might come back next week and do ones on who we thought deserved to win, seeing as the results will be out by then. But this will be a good one. Best Visual Effects: The Hobbit, Life of Pi, The Avengers, Prometheus, or Snow White and the Huntsman.
It has to be Life of Pi. It's meant to be eye porn, like, so.
Having not seen Life of Pi.
Apple's new pornography range.
Having not seen Life of Pi, I can't really judge, but I would say The Avengers. It's only because I saw the behind the scenes stuff. They fully recreated New York. Like, normally they just use a basic palette of buildings, but they got a bunch of cameras and went around and took pictures of New York bit by bit by bit and rebuilt the entire city. In the CG model, well,
they had pictures to go on. Yeah, Life of Pi was from a book.
That
kind of
cuts it short. Like, it's kind of cheating.
Yeah, that's Life of Pi was just basically the guy in the boat, and the rest of the film was shot on green screen. Like.
What about the Hobbit?
The tiger itself looked fantastic.
I was going to say, I was going to say the same.
Very well, all right.
You're just saying like a lot of it was on green screen. It was just him sitting in a boat for green screen. The Hobbit was the same. 90% of the film was green screen.
But the Hobbit, if The Lord of the Rings hadn't come before, I'd give it to The Hobbit. But we've seen it 10, 12 years ago.
There we have it for the Oscars this year. We'll wrap it up there on that one. We will come back and give our opinions on what the actual results were. Thanks, lads, and we'll go on to the next one from here. Okay. Okay, so now it's time to move on to, well, the announcement this week of the PlayStation 4. We all suspected it was coming. All the rumours said it was coming. So in the Hammerstein Ballroom in New York this week, they announced the PlayStation 4 and all the details. Anything? Oh, well, I said I'd do it to Dave, in fairness. I said we'd do it for him. On our last episode, David said that they should have a new profile system on the PlayStation where it looks like a Facebook profile, where they have your actual picture and your name and your age and your different achievements and stuff. David, well done. You predicted it correctly.
Nailed it. I was leafing through the things. I didn't watch the whole introduction video thing, but I did watch all of the, what is this? Oh, there was set out in bullet points anyway, the main things the new PlayStation had. Yeah. And somebody said, we've completely redone the profile system, and it's like a Facebook for PlayStation. And I was just like, you wanker. My billion-dollar idea.
I was like, did you tell anyone else? No.
No.
But
I told the listeners is who I told.
That was the main guts of it though, wasn't it? Really pushing the social aspect of it. Yeah.
And the downloads.
Yeah, at first I was a bit kind of worried about it, but I liked the idea of kind of, it's like the stuff that you see pop up on Facebook and stuff if you beat someone's score, or on some games where it's like, Stephen beat Thomas's score, see if you can try and beat this. But I like the idea that you can add in the video too, like, here's him beating your high score or beating the boss you couldn't beat.
Thomas, here's him beating your family.
Yeah, Stephen says Atkins is shit. Do you want to challenge him again?
Like, but that's the main problem I see with this. PlayStation 1 to PlayStation 2 was all about the graphics, that jump.
Yeah.
2 to 3 was about internet and HD. It seems like for 3 to 4, they're going to push social more than graphics. The problem is, for PlayStation, for the vast majority of people, it's a personal thing. A lot of people don't care about that social aspect to it. I have no interest of putting up on Facebook what I got in FIFA 15 or anything like that. I play PlayStation for the majority of parts to get away from people.
I would have thought that that, you know, everyone has like a million and one of these social things and things they have to sign into and update and get notifications on. Wouldn't it have just been easier to just co-sign something with Facebook to actually just set up a Facebook profile that also allows you
I used to have that. There is an application I think you can use on Facebook for that, for stuff like trophies and stuff like that.
I'm not talking about displaying what you've got on your Facebook page. I'm saying that while you're on the PlayStation, you have the option to switch into a big Facebook page that you can then, you know, socialize. And when you become friends with someone on PlayStation, you become friends on Facebook. Just kind of,
I think that's an untapped element of Steam, to be honest, as well, because Steam have the whole
social aspect.
That's never used that much, but I think it's built into Steam. I think that's what PlayStation are going to exploit now, and they're going to make much more money off it.
But well, you know, this whole you have to use your real name and stuff, if they actually force you in terms of like having it linked to your credit card and that kind of stuff, I can't see that working, because that's, let's be fair, the majority of people who play PlayStation are dicks, like, you know, they're trolls, they're flamers, all that kind of stuff. They won't have.
I won't say the majority, but you could say that about any console.
Yeah.
That a lot of the people who do play it religiously are assholes.
Yeah, like the majority of gamers
who run around going, you kill my fucking character, dude, you kill my fucking character.
There was one aspect of the thing I actually loved. When you're playing a game, you can,
the background downloads.
Your friend can watch what you're playing same time. And if you want, you can give them access to play the game.
Yeah.
Just to get past a boss or something. Yeah.
I can't see ever that needing to do that. I've never once wanted to see, I wonder how Atkins is getting on Uncharted. Yeah. Like, no offense or anything.
I think it could be something to do. Say you're waiting to play a game online with someone. You're like, yeah, I'll be in the middle of this match. Like, I'm winning 6-0 or something on FIFA. There has to be a time where you've kind of taught yourself, you're waiting to play the match with someone. You're sitting there going, guess I'll just wait here and twiddle my thumbs now until he's ready for the match. I think it's going to be a really nice addition to be able to kind of jump in and watch his match as it's playing.
I don't know, they went into that whole spectator game, it's becoming huge. I think they've really overestimated the amount of people who take enjoyment from people watching other people play games.
You would be surprised. A good third of the content on YouTube now is people playing games.
Where do you think this is going? As in combining console games and multiplayer games and social networking. I mean, I think it's probably not outlandish to say that eventually you just get a helmet and then you go into a big virtual world and I can go meet up with you. Oh, we have to acknowledge the fact that we railed on the PlayStation 4 for about half hour last week about the fact that they wouldn't take pre-owned games.
That was a rumour, though. We did say it was a rumour.
They haven't confirmed it.
They have. Yeah, they came out today and said there will be no blocking of pre-owned games.
You know what's a killer for
me? They're not going to be doing any kind of online only thing.
They haven't carried over your digital purchases from the PlayStation 3. That's a killer for me.
That's a huge problem.
Imagine Xbox did that and PlayStation. The amount of money spent between all of them on games just downloaded. I mean, with the upgrade from the PSP to the PS Vita, they carried it over. Yeah. Surely they'll have to get around this.
Yeah, see, it's not like the Xbox where you were running off the same account anyway when you moved from console to console. The PS3 was the first time they had usernames and an online account.
Yeah.
So they really should have carried it over. If you're not carrying over the games, fine, I can accept that you're trying to make money off it, but not to give me access to the stuff I have. If you're already saying that, oh, you'll be able to download PS3 games on the PS4, no problem. If you're saying that, then why the hell can't you give me the access to download the ones I've already paid for?
Exactly, yeah. Like, I just threw €60 on a game last week. I want to be able to download that in the PlayStation 4 if I have to. But that was the main concern for me all week, and yeah, they've announced it then.
There's no indication yet what it'll actually look like, is there?
No, but to be honest, you can pretty much assume it's going to be black, it's going to have a shiny silver stripe running down one end of it, and there's going to be a power button.
It could look like a shoe, you know? I don't mind, as long as it does what the...
I mean, the PlayStation...
As long as it doesn't look like the Xbox One.
I mean, the PlayStation 1 doesn't look like the PlayStation 2, but the 2 looks like the 3. So, I mean, they could just go completely outlandish and make it look like...
I think they'll just make they'll make it look like a sleeker version of the new PS3 model they have at the moment that's really kind of thin and nice
or
looking.
Or the kind of red and blue ones.
I think the more compact, the more stylish, I suppose.
If it's like, you can pretty much guarantee we're going to see the actual console and hear about pricing and official release dates at E3. Because during the week, this is more of a kind of like we're announcing it does exist. They were beating Microsoft to the punch, and here's an example of what it can do and what we want to do with it. Yeah. So I was one of the people that wasn't expecting to see the console or pricing. Even though people were going, oh my God, how can you have an announcement without a console? Stupid fucking Sony.
A lot of people just rightly assumed that they were going to announce that stuff and save the games for E3, because E3 is mostly about games. I couldn't get over the amount of games they showed us. The main reason it was underwhelming was because I still remember getting the wow factor from the first time I saw a PlayStation 3 screenshot, and it was of a Madden game. And PlayStation 2, I still remember seeing Metal Gear Solid 2 for the first time. There was nothing last night that made me go, wow, I can't wait for the next moment
at E3.
Like, Metal Gear Solid 1 for the PlayStation 1 blew me out of this world. And for the PlayStation 2, I always thought the Hitman games were amazing. And then my first introduction to the 3 then was that MotorStorm game that got free with all the consoles. We used to play it the whole time
in GameStop.
It was one of the lads' houses, the first PlayStation 3 that we saw, and it got plugged in into a crappy TV with no HDMI, and it still looked so amazing.
But I think the PS4, they need to have some moment like that at E3 to kind of keep the momentum going, because Microsoft are undoubtedly going to announce their new console there anyway. And for the love of God, if they fucking call it the Xbox 720, Jesus Christ.
It can only go up, really.
That's predictable. I think the PlayStation 4 is a more predictable name.
To be honest, if it was going to be called anything other than the PlayStation 4, I would have been unhappy.
We have to be letting it known here that Thomas is a PlayStation fanboy now, so anything Xbox related, he's just going to put
down. You can't tell me I'm wrong in this one. Xbox 360, the name made sense. 360 degrees, one full rotation, a circle, whatever. There's a bunch of stuff there. The fucking 720. It's like, we just made two circles.
Did they call it twice as good as the 360?
Yeah, there you go.
Did they call it
720 yet?
No, that's the thing. That's the thing. They haven't given away any name around. But if it's called that, I won't.
The 720 is the most logical name. Because you can't call it the 400, because then people will be like, well, they went from 1 to 360 and now they're only going up 40? What's going on? Like,
hang on, what was the first one called? The Xbox.
Xbox.
Yeah. And then they went Xbox 360. Yeah. So why don't they just call the next one the new fucking Xbox? I don't know. Like, I mean,
the Xbox Infinity.
They're pulling them out of their arse, really. Just call it the Xbox again.
It's whatever's marketable.
Yeah.
I mean, they're not going to call it the Infinity if it's got nothing to do with the Xbox.
Yeah, like when PlayStation 4 was being described as the Orbis I was like, what the fuck is that? Just call it the 4.
That was the code name.
It was the code name. But I actually thought they were going to release the PlayStation 4 but call it the Orbis.
I don't like the way they're reintroducing the Vita as a vital part of the PlayStation 4.
They're not selling enough.
Just kill it.
They released that in April, wasn't it? It was in April in the middle of the year. You should never release a console in the middle of the year.
But even handheld game consoles are going to be obsolete in 3 years anyway. That's for a different matter.
Nobody gives a shit, really. Actually, you know what are annoying games on your phone? They just kind of fucking take up time. The 5 seconds while you're taking a shit. Yeah. Where are you going to find the time to be playing with a PlayStation Vita, to be honest? And where are you going to find the money to buy one and then wait the 5 seconds while you're having a shit to play it?
I think we'll leave it there on the PlayStation 4 for that one. Okay, and this week, rather than going with a normal news story of the week, we're going to go to a question. It was a question posed on Reddit that I thought was really good. When did you first realise you were an adult? David, I asked you when you had one of these.
Yeah. I did one earlier on. He sent me the question on the thing, and I looked at it and I thought, Jesus, I'm going to have to think of one straight away. And that was my first thought. My second thought was my reason. And this is it. You know when you're downtown and you're kind of walking around and you come across
isn't a euphemism now.
No. when you come across a line of traffic or you're walking up a hill or something like that. Basically, you know when you're looking in at the passenger seat to see if there's a deadly young one on the passenger seat?
All the time.
Well, it's just, when you're passing a car, you may as well throw your eyes in the passenger seat and see if there's a deadly young one there.
Yeah.
Because the hot ones don't roam the street at all.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. So when I was younger, I used to be just kind of walking around or something like that, walking up, you know, when I'd be in school, you'd be looking, see, you know, the other schools are coming out and you'd be like, oh, there's some mams driving home some deadly young ones. But there was a day when I came along and I actually realised that I was old enough now that I probably should be looking at who's driving the car rather than who's actually in the passenger seat. Because if you look at the passenger seat now at our age, it's kind of creepy.
Well, it was always kind of creepy for David anyway.
Well, it was just the first thing that I thought of.
Right up to the window. Hey.
Hi, my name's David. I play Jenga sometimes.
Brian, you have any yourself?
Yeah, I suppose, I'm 27, but I think it kind
of... Really? You sound about 12.
So I think he doesn't remember anything.
I think it kicked in about a month ago. I think because I've had a... things provided for me, I've had a pretty sheltered life. Until I was like 18, since I was 18, I had a girlfriend. For 8.5 years. I had my parents before that, you know. And
we're going out with your
getting
parents.
Getting deep now.
Yeah, very...
Well, in the last month or so.
Do you want me to light some candles?
Yeah. Since I'm newly single in the last month,
ladies,
I think...
This is a nice, friendly podcast, not your personal OK Cupid profile.
Anyway, you know, like, since the last... It was only about 2 months ago I've been newly single. I think it's about a month
and a half.
It's
further away the more women he tells.
I think it's about a month and a half ago or so. Yeah.
He's really getting into the details of how he's single.
Anyway. Yeah. But then...
It's
the little things that you'd notice then, you know.
Having to make your own dinner.
Okay. Major one. You should actually let him get the point across now, despite the fact he's going...
Major out. One would be when I had to take a dump. And I go in and, there's no toilet paper left.
I knew he was going to say it.
I think, you know, in my head I was like, where the fuck is the toilet paper gone? You know, I've never had to go out and buy it myself. It's just always roll of toilet paper. So I got angry. I had to go, the lack of toilet paper. Toothbrush snapped in half. I was throwing stuff around. And like by the end of it, like I was just sobbing, like wiping with a towel, you know, washing in the sink, then I realised, I have to go provide for myself now.
Yeah.
You know, go out into the wild.
We get what
get
you're
my
saying,
own provisions. And
in an extended way, you were 27, there were still people cleaning your arse.
If that's the worst thing you have to go through, being single.
That is exactly what it sounded like.
Most of that stuff I made up, but no, I actually have to go out and buy my own toilet paper now, so yeah.
That was one of the ones listed here online saying that, like, when I finally realised I had to go buy things for myself when the fridge wasn't full. I'll read out one of the other ones here. When I was working at a shop when I was 18 and a lady said to the child, give your book to the man so he can scan it in. From that day, I was the man. I think we all kind of got that one at some point.
I actually got that a couple of times over in home base.
It does feel weird. Sean, what about yourself?
Oh, I don't know. I don't really feel very adult yet. I suppose I need practical things like your own house and stuff like that. And
I always think I don't feel really adult either, and I think I need something
a wake up call
harrowing to happen to me.
I think I need to get hit by a bus.
To be in a car accident, or I need to
see. You had Vietnam for that, but you don't get it anymore.
Yeah, exactly. What's this century's Vietnam?
Toilet paper.
This
obviously.
Century's Vietnam. Sorry, this.
I suppose they've kept Afghanistan and that going on long enough.
Yeah, but I mean that'll be over now next year. You want to pull your socks up and get over there, like
Syria, maybe.
Yeah,
Syria. I'd go up and just say I disagree.
I think the recession. Yeah,
just no idea what's going.
The recession will be our Vietnam. Yeah. We'll have flashbacks being broken a few years.
Oh God, I'll read a few of the other ones here. When I made myself sad by eating McDonald's because that's all I had money for or time for, and it didn't make me happy. The first time I shit my pants and then had to do my own washing. Fuck my life. And the first time I watched porn without having to do anything to hide it. I don't think you should generally stop trying to hide it.
That would be another one when you were going on to less than reputable things that you shouldn't be looking at. Or
and
whatever.
You can enter in your own database.
You must be 18 or over. And you're always like, you always felt kind of like a badass going, I agree. or enter. But then that one day you come along and say, you must be over 18. You're like, I wish I was 18.
You know that irrational, utter hatred you have for people younger than you.
Oh, yes.
If you're around coming out of the woodman or something and you see these bunch of 18 or 19-year-olds queuing to get into the foundry or masons or whatever, and you're just looking at them and you just think, I hate them. I have no reason to hate them, but I still
was
hate
one of
them.
Is, you see a lot of what you used to be like in them as well. You're like, I used to do that, but the way I did it was way fucking better than that little dick.
I'll be honest, I think a lot of it is jealousy. We'll all would like to be 18 and 19 again.
Yeah, well, the guys you see were a lot better. Like, the girls they're with are a lot better dressed than the girls we used to go around with.
Yeah.
All on now, there's a line between better dressed and wearing less.
No, not even wearing less. Just kind of, there's a more of a style in this
era. You know what actually, really fucked us over?
Yeah.
Is that we came out of school and Geek Chic came in. And it was cool to look like a nerd and like Star Wars and you know, just fucking watch films and, you know, just do nerdy stuff. All the fucking supermodel women love that now. They put these Star Wars t-shirts going on. It's just so trendy. And they all hang out with now just spaz the way we were.
Not
except
that
Brian,
many.
Obviously. That was,
not that many things come along that make me feel adult. Make you feel more like a child more. Like let's say I was going into the Woodman there about 2 years ago and it was, they asked like, oh, what age are you? And I was like, 20. And I said 18 because that was the last time I got asked. I was like, what age are you? 18.
Yeah, but Mark and Stephen have the constant thing of, they're just tall, fair haired and, you know, inability to grow a beard.
I still, then again, I was
the face of a child.
When was I was ID'd going to Casbar a couple of months ago.
No, never mind that. You were ID'd by Modern Warfare 2. I still find that hilarious.
By Modern Warfare 2?
No, it was actually Modern Warfare 3, which is probably
not
even
two
worse.
Years. Oh. 2 years later. That
was, next time I'll be ID'd, it'll be in a morgue.
Oh God,
how droll.
I think we can all kind of pretty much agree on that one, that none of us are really adult. It's just every now and then you get a kind of tinge going, oh God, I feel really old, look at all those young people.
Yeah. I mean,
we should have really prepared. I mean, I'm sure there's a few stories floating around in the back of our heads.
Yeah, well, I'm sure it's, I think the majority of them would probably be women related, wouldn't they?
Yeah, but too dirty for the airways, kind of. When did you feel like a man?
Okay, well, I wasn't talking about that, to be honest, because I've never felt like a man. No, I don't know. I mean, you see, you know, a couple of our brothers going around with like fucking, well, they're not supermodels, to be honest. We never, actually, you know what? I was shit cool. I had loads of girlfriends. You can all go fuck yourselves.
You know what, actually, what's really mad is when you think about how young other people are, but they are still going into secondary school,
Jesus,
for example.
Yeah.
Like, there are people going into secondary school this year who weren't alive during 9/11. That kind of stuff
freaks me out,
you know?
Actually, it's always mad to think that 9/11 was so long ago. Mm. Isn't it? I mean, what's that? 12 years ago now.
When was that? 9/11?
The Matrix is 14 years old.
The Matrix?
Oh,
Jesus,
my God.
Christ. No, the easiest one is always that the 90s were more than 10 years ago.
Yeah, when you see 1992, you still think that.
That's the one that still freaks me out when I look at it. It's like, oh, I remember the 90s. Like, that was about 10 years ago. 98? Yeah, 10 years ago. I was like, no, that was about 15 years ago.
I remember
the first Michael Keaton Batman is 1989.
Yeah, I saw that in the cinema. Yeah. that was my first film I'd seen in the cinema. So old I am.
Actually, I remember not being allowed going into Tomorrow Never Dies, but you and Jamie were being dropped off at Tomorrow Never Dies. But and I was filled with anger.
You got back 15. By ruining the end of something, didn't you?
You were.
You ruined the end of a film.
Oh yeah, Brian was going down to Godzilla then the next week or something, or sometime afterwards, and I'd seen it. And Jamie and Brian are on the way down, and I'm like, Brian's like, so it's good then? And I was like, oh yeah, it's grand, yeah. It's really sad when he dies at the end, though.
I think you were about six. I don't know. Yeah. I couldn't hit you.
I think on that one,
we'll see it back.
And that one, we'll leave it there. I want to say thank you very much to everyone who took part, and I'll say thank you very much to Stephen.
Thank you.
To Sean.
Thanks.
Brian.
How do you?
David.
Thanks.
And we'll say thank you very much to Kieran as well, who's had to leave us for the moment, unfortunately.
Thank you. God rest his soul.
Right, fingers crossed we'll be back next week to let you know what we thought of the actual Oscar winners and any other stuff that's in the news. Thanks for listening.